Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, the 16th of July. Hope you're well. Coming up,
there's an edge to Coolock this evening, and I would advise people to stay away from Coolock this evening.
15 in court after day of mayhem in Coolock, and Biden criticises Trump's choice for vice president. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, 15 people have been charged with public order offences after violent clashes in North Dublin. Calm was restored in the Coolock area overnight after rocks and missiles were hurled at Gardaí during protests at a site earmarked for accommodating asylum seekers, which turned violent. News Talk's Tara Duggan reports.
In all, 19 people were arrested in connection with the public order incident at the former Crown Paints factory on the Malahide Road. 15 were brought before the courts last night. 4 more are due to appear today. Over 200 Gardaí had to be deployed, including public order units and the air support unit, when fires were lit, Garda cars damaged and fireworks and rocks thrown at Gardaí. The building was being fitted out to house international protection applicants. The Taoiseach, Justice Minister and Garda Commissioner have all condemned what's been described as a very volatile and difficult situation. At one stage yesterday evening, the protests spilled out onto a residential area along the Tonlagy Road. However, calm has now been restored and the Malahide Road has reopened to traffic.
A woman is dead and 2 men seriously injured after a road crash in Carlow. The collision involving a car and a van happened on the N80 in Ballantrain just before 6 o'clock yesterday evening. The driver of the car, aged in her 30s, was treated by emergency services at the scene but was pronounced dead. The 2 men in the van were both airlifted to hospital for treatment for serious injuries. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses. Joe Biden has criticised Donald Trump's choice of running mate in the upcoming US election. J.D. Vance, who previously called Trump an idiot and compared him with Hitler, will become the country's vice president if Trump re-enters the White House after November's vote. In an interview with NBC, Joe Biden suggested he wasn't surprised by the decision.
It's not unusual. He's going to surround himself with people who agree completely with him. Even though if you go back and listen to the things J.D. Vance said about Trump.
Well, he said some things about you, yeah.
Oh, no, well, he said something about me, but see what he said about Trump.
Authorities in Gaza say fresh Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 15 people. The Israeli Air Force says it hit dozens of Hamas military targets, killing several gunmen. Meanwhile, 2 letters written by Gazan children asking for an end to the violence are being handed to No. 10 Downing Street later. Julie Meegan from Christian Aid thinks the new British government should be more involved.
The UK government has got to put all its weight behind demanding a ceasefire now to protect civilians in Gaza, including children like Mace and Hala, but also to ensure that the hostages are released.
The Taoiseach begins a 4-day visit to the Horn of Africa today. Micheál Martin will meet political leaders in Kenya and Ethiopia and engage with Irish Aid Initiative stakeholders. From the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, News Talk's Andrew Louth reports.
Last year, Ireland spent €85 million in the Horn of Africa region, which alongside Kenya and Ethiopia also includes Sudan, South Sudan and Somalia. This morning, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will meet with the Kenyan President William Ruto, who has recently been under fire following anti-tax protests in Nairobi, which led to him sacking all of his cabinet ministers. This meeting will be followed by a visit to the Young Scientist Kenya programme, which is part funded by Ireland to promote STEM subjects among children. He will then launch Ireland's Horn of Africa Child Wasting Programme, a 3-year, €15 million initiative to tackle child wasting. Tomorrow, Micheál Martin will have further engagements with Irish aid-funded initiatives before flying out to the Ethiopia capital, Addis Ababa. Andrew Loud in Nairobi.
Police in Tenerife say they had to carry out covert searches for Jay Slater because amateur detectives were compromising their operation. A body was discovered on the island yesterday, close to where the missing 19-year-old was last seen around a month ago. Authorities say they had to be discreet to avoid extra attention. Chris Pennington, who helped with the search, says the conditions were extremely difficult.
The heat exhausts you. He would have been in survival mode and just desperately trying to head for the coast. Unfortunately, he was completely unaware of what was ahead of him.
In entertainment news, Stranger Things fans have been treated to a behind-the-scenes look at the fifth and final season of the hit Netflix drama. In a video on YouTube, we're told it's going to be worth the wait. Set in the 1980s in the town of Hawkins, the show follows a group of friends who fight off dark forces from an alternate dimension. And in sport, in soccer, Páirc Uí stages its first ever international match tonight. The Republic of Ireland conclude their Women's Euro qualifying campaign against France. Captain Katie McCabe returns from suspension for the game in Cork, which kicks off at 6. Cork's Denise O'Sullivan says playing in her hometown is going to be very special.
Yeah, I remember playing France and Turner's Cross in my second game with the senior team. So it's been a long time, but it's going to be a massive occasion. Cork is a big part of me. All my family's there, so I'll be 10 minutes from my house. So it's going to be great. They'll be all out watching, and I know a lot of people, and they'll come to support. So really looking forward to it. But I think the full focus is on the game and trying to get something from France.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.